Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to This Day in History class, where we bring you a new tidbit from history every day. Today is February 19th, 2019. The day was February 19th, 1942. After the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor a couple of months earlier, the citizens and government of the United States became frantic. They were increasingly distrustful of the many Japanese immigrants and Japanese citizens in the country, believing they couldn't be trusted to remain loyal to the U.S. over Japan. In many people's minds, people of Japanese descent were a threat to national safety and security. As a result, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066, which authorized the Secretary of War and military commanders to set up military zones that anybody could be evacuated from. The executive order was framed as a measure necessary to protect national security during wartime, since the country was now vulnerable to attack. But what the order actually did was take advantage of the public's escalating fears of Japanese Americans' involvement in the war and use it to put them in concentration camps. The passing of Executive Order 9066 was largely precipitated by the bombing of Pearl Harbor. But resentment of foreign nationals and Japanese immigrants in particular had already been growing steadily by the time FDR signed the executive order. Before the 19th century, Japan didn't want much to do with Europe or its colonies. But by the 1800s, Japan had begun trading with the United States, and Japanese people were immigrating to the U.S. and other places as temporary laborers. At the same time, the U.S. was barring other Asian nationals from entering the country. The Chinese Exclusion Act, passed in 1882, banned immigration from China to the U.S. and prohibited all Chinese people in the U.S. from becoming citizens. The law partly had to do with the high unemployment and low wages in the U.S., which were blamed on Chinese laborers. But it also had to do with prejudices white Americans had against Chinese people. All of this is to say that there was a precedent for restricting immigration from Asia by the time the U.S. government began placing limits on the number of Japanese people that could come to the U.S. And in 1924, the government passed the Johnson-Reed Act, which set immigration quotas and effectively cut off the stream of Japanese people immigrating to the States. People who moved to the U.S. from Japan couldn't become citizens, although children born to Japanese people in the U.S. received birthright citizenship. Even so, most of the Japanese people who moved to the U.S. settled on the West Coast or in Hawaii, building up their own communities with their own schools and businesses. And a lot of these communities were doing well. But when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor in 1941 in the hopes of destroying U.S. military forces in the Pacific, the U.S. was compelled to enter World War II after years of trying to avoid being hands-on in the conflict. At first, there were appeals for people to remain calm. But soon enough, the government began targeting thousands of foreign nationals who it believed to be a threat. Many of the people who the government considered enemy aliens had done nothing that would legitimately earn them the label of enemy. Regardless, they were still sent to camps, jails, and prisons under suspicions of espionage, sabotage, and any other activities that could aid Japan in the war. And as more people were locked up, as the media amplified false reports of Japanese threats, and as actual Japanese military threats were posed, the public grew more fearful of Japanese people. The public and the government began supporting the idea of the mass incarceration of people of Japanese descent. In the beginning, the Justice Department was against mass removal and incarceration, since it was unconstitutional. Many government officials opposed the measure, but the government went forward with the plan anyway. Strategist Carl Bendetsen proposed skirting that tiny problem of unconstitutionality by giving the Secretary of War the authority to set up military zones and remove people from those zones at will. And Executive Order 9066, authorizing the Secretary of War to prescribe military areas, was passed on February 19, 1942. The order also said that the government would provide for residents of any such area who are excluded therefrom such transportation, food, shelter, and other accommodations as may be necessary. Since the act didn't have enforcement provisions, the government also passed Public Law 503, which penalized people for entering, leaving, or committing any act in an exclusion zone. And on top of that, FDR also signed Executive Order 9102, which created the War Relocation Authority, the body in charge of creating and overseeing the internment camps. The whole West Coast was an exclusion zone, which meant that a bunch of Japanese people were required to leave their homes. But many couldn't afford to leave or faced resistance when they did. So they ended up being forced to leave. They were sent to temporary locations like horse stables and racetracks, then to concentration camps in remote areas where they had to work. Everyone of Japanese ancestry in the zones had to go, including people who were sick in hospitals and children in orphanages who just looked Japanese. The people who were incarcerated in concentration camps were guarded and not allowed to leave. But even though a lot of people didn't like having the camps in their area, most people still supported removal. And all this was being done under the guise of safety and the best interest of the country. Japanese people needed to be evacuated and moved to more secure locations for their own sake and the nation's sake. After the war ended, the concentration camps started closing, with the last one shutting down in 1946. In 1948, people who had been incarcerated were granted $38 million in restitution. And in 1952, Japanese immigrants were able to become U.S. citizens. The U.S. government did admit to its mistakes and apologize in the 1980s, but Japanese people's lives had already been hugely affected. I'm Eves Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to learn more about Executive Order 9066 and Japanese-American internment, listen to the two-part episode of Stuff You Missed in History Class called Executive Order 9066 and Japanese Internments. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to see you again tomorrow for more tidbits of history.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.